We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top, the end of the line. Four lines from the top, Mem Beis, the end of the line. Until now, we had a bunch of kashas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish asked. Aron Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who says Nishbar Meleha is not bottle, asked Aron Rosh Lakish, who says it is bottle, and a bunch of kashas. A lot of them from Israelim, a bunch of kashas. Now we're going to turn the tables. Rosh Lakish asked a kashas Rabbi Yochanan. Rosh Lakish bring a riot to himself that Bittul Meleha, Nishbar Meleha is bottle. Nishbar Meleha is bottle. That's what Rosh Lakish bring a riot to himself now, the first time. Eis Fei Rav Shim Belakish Rabbi Yochanan. We have here a Mishnah Me'ilah that goes like this. Kan Sheberoisha Elon Shall Hektish. You have a nest on top of a Hektish tree. A tree that was given over to Hektish. Now you have a nest on top of it. And the nest usually is made out from the tree's twigs. You can't have Ano. But there's no Me'ilah either. We'll see, it's only Medarabonon. The Isra to be Nen is only Medarabonon. So there's no Me'ilah Medaraisa. It's the Isra Medarabonon, but you can only bring a carbon Me'ilah. That's a hektish. On top of Asherah, just knock it down with a stick, and you can be nena from the nest. Now, why can't you climb up a tree to get it? Because that's called hanah from the Asherah tree. If you climb up a tree, you be nena, using it as a ladder, so that's a problem. So you take a stick, a long stick, and you knock off the nest from the top, and you can use the nest. Now, what's pshat? Why can you use the nest? It came from the Asherah tree. So, the bird broke off eitz and kinsa, made a nest. You can use the nest, the pella. So it's a riot to who? To Rosh Lakish. It was nishbro meleha, birds broke it, that's bottle. So it's a riot to Rosh Lakish, but first raya. It's just clear that you're allowed to use this nest because it broke by itself. It's a riot to Rosh Lakish, not like a Yochanan. Everything in Maroko Mayaskinon. Going to Icy Eitzim Alma of a Kinsa Behem. No, the case over here is it brought Eitzim Alma and made the nest. That is why it's Mutta by a Sherry tree. They can Ami. I bring it right. The Tonic of a Hektish isn't a ratio of a Hektish. Lo Nevlo Marlin. Yarm Bishlom of the Icy Eitzim Alma. If it brought twigs from Alma, Hang Tonic of a Hektish, Lo Nevlo Marlin. That's just Lo Nevlo Marlin. Lo Nevlo Marlin. What's the reason? It's Xera. Maybe you're going to use the tree itself. For Lo Marlin Midraisa. And Midrash is no oil, because you brought from Alma. The loy kaddish because it wasn't kaddish. So it's taka taka. It makes sense taka that there's a reason over here. We're talking about Alma. Buy our Asherah tree. We're not worried. No gzera. We can use it because there's no gzera. No one's going to now use the Asherah tree itself. By hektish, we say you can't use the nest because you might use the hektish tree itself. So it's mistabra. Came from the world. If the case is, and it's a right to Rosh Lakish, because it broke Eitzim from the Asherah tree itself, so then why am I in my Olam Behem? HaKadishi, it's Kaddish. So if I care, the Yechus says, it's a riot to me. It's a riot to me. It must be, he brought the Eitzim Alma. So I don't know, it's not a raya. Avada talk about Eitzim from the tree itself. And it's a riot to Rosh Lakish, Nishbar Olam Mutta. I, by Hektish, why it's only Medrabanon? We're talking about what grew after it became hektish. Because Shava ain't me'ilah by gedulim. He holds no me'ilah by geduli hektish. Geduli hektish is not awesome with the raisa. So that's the first pshat in this braisa, where Rosh Lakish has a pshat, Rav Yochanan has a pshat, Rav Yochanan has a pshat as it came at Alma, and Rav Shlokish pshat as it came from a tree itself. Then Rav Shlokish is a riot himself. Rav Yochanan is not a riot. Rav Yochanan says that the nest came me'alma. There's another teretzir from Rav Avot to answer Rav Yochanan Shita. Remember, the question is, the Chara here sounds like I'm allowed to use the nest from the Asherah tree. What's pshat? We don't hold the Nishbar Meleha as Mutter. So, Rav Yechon's first heritage was that it came Me'am. But that's already a Deichik. That it brought, that the bird brought the twigs from a different tree. It's not a Deichik. So, Rav Yechon, different heritage. My Yat is Yatis Be'afreichim. The way Rashi explains, this is how it goes. The heritage is like this. The Reisha and the Seifa are both applied to Hektish and Asherah equally. The chiluk in the ratio and the sefer is one is talking about the nest and one is talking about the birds. One's talking about the nest and one's talking about the birds. In the ratio, we're talking about the eitzim, and there is ein me'ilah by gedulim. So therefore, it's also the rabbanon. That's what it says ein loynenim v'loy ma'alim. But asher is also medaraisa taka. In the ratio, can't rezios hekdesh is loynenim v'loy ma'alim, and also by asher, it's also medaraisa. Now, why didn't it speak out also asher in the ratio? Because there's no me'ila there. They couldn't say loy ma'alim. That's the Rashi didn't say it. But the din of the ratio is that if you find a nest atop of asher tree, it's taka asher because going to Rabbi Yochanan, this really doesn't work. Taka asher, a nest atop of asher tree is taka asher. the sefer, it says yatis mimena, it means the birds. The birds are muta bahana, because the birds are not part of the asherah tree. That's the Gemara's teretz. Yatis be'afreichim. The sefer to afreichim. It's also by hekdesh also muta. It's also muta by hekdesh also. So it means the difference between reishis sefer is not hekdesh and asherah. The reishis talk about the nest. The nest is aser. Sai by hekdesh, sai by asherah. By hekdesh only the rabbanon, by asherah it's the reisa. The sefer to afreichim, we're saying there it's muter. That's the answer. And the Gemara qualifies the din of Afreichim. It could be it's another teretz. Also, a little bit, we'll learn, we'll say both things. Let's see. Or Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah, Tachlifa. Amalar Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa, Azbarlach, Rav Tachlifa explained, Be Afreichim, Kam, Kam, Atarm. If all it is Afreichim, then it's mutter. Be Beitzim, if it's eggs sitting in the nest, Kam, Kam, Asur, they're both Asur. And why is it Asur? The reason why it's Asur is because it needs the Elon. And therefore, the Geyser, Ki'ilu, is the Elon itself. Since the eggs need the elon, so it's kilo to elon itself. If it's a very young chicks that need the mother still, it's like beitzim, and therefore it's also because it needs the elon, and there's a gzera. Toi says, not upshot, and there's a gzera. You had to climb up the tree, that's why. But it comes out that even a freichim could be aser, if it's very small or if it's beitzim. Now, someone say that Rashi is saying, it's also a teres in the Mishnah before also, that kanch of resh elon means the eggs. And the end, the act is economy, means the freichim, the birds who could fly already. So it's really the same type of teretz, but there is a way to learn this is taka teretz. So bottom line is, we had a machlokes v'yerecha, Rish Lakish, Rish Barolah, is mutter or not, and we have a bunch of brises, bring rayas, and lemaisa, we answer all the rayas both ways. Now we're up to a brand new Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah. Hamoitzi kelim, you find cups, plates, glasses, you find on it a picture of chama. Rashi says it means the mazel of chama. It means what someone thinks the malach of the sun looks like. Tzuras levana, tzuras darkon. It's like a dragon. Yelichem liyam melech. The loch is it's also bahano. You got to throw it to the yam melech. It depends. It depends where on the kelim it is or. The Gemara comes up, Askana means Chosh of a Kalim, not Chosh of a Kalim, depends. Not every Kali that has this surah, that has this picture, makes it into Avodah Zarah. Depends on the Kali. We will see in the Gemara that Mem Gimel Beis, Mem Dal Beis, what that means exactly. Mem Gimel Beis, yeah. That's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says, if you find Kalim with Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Darkoin, Yilichem Yam Melech. Rashi, interesting, learns, there's going to go into the Rabbanan that holds that Kol Shar Tzlomim Mutarim. And not dafka the three, not the ones that have a hose up in the hand. Is this Mishnah dafka according to the Rabban Rameya? That's a shaila. I'm saying the Ayin Rashi and Ayin the Maram, Ayin Taisvis, that learns that maybe it's Mishnah dafka the Rabbanon, but Taisvis learns it could be the Kuli Alma. That this is the Kuli Alma, this Mishnah, not dafka the Rabbanon before. Remember before, the Rameya said, Kol Tzlam Masurim. So it sounds like maybe you don't dafka need Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Vana, any Tzlam. So therefore, Rashi says, go according to the Rabbanon. But Tosfos takes issue with that. But in any case, we're going to handle now this Shiloh of Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana. We'll handle about that, a lot about that, the next block of Gemara. So up to Gemara. And that's when Beis and Beis, but we're starting from the Gemara. L'meimra, t'lahanihu d'palchi lehu l'mida achrini loy. It sounds like the only thing people worship is only the Tzuras Chama, which means the sun, the moon, the darkon, which is a nachash, similar to what we call a dragon. So that's the only thing that people worship. Is that true? Braminu hasheichet l'shem yamim. Someone shechs a behema l'shem the rivers, the oceans. L'shem the haris, l'shem the rivers. L'shem midbar, l'shem the desert. L'shem chama to the sun, l'shem levana for the moon, l'shem chavim to the stars, mazalis. L'shem mechal sar gadol to the mechal who's a big malach. L'shem shilshel katan to a small little worm. All these things are elu zivchemesim. They're all considered zivchemesim in Avodah Zarah. So what's epis? Dafka, a picture of a chama on the cup, even a picture of a worm could be Avodah Zarah. On my bay, it's not a kasha. Miflach l'chol d'mashki palchi. A guy, anything he finds, he'll worship. That's not an issue. Meitzar u'mefalchi, to carve out something, make a picture and worship it. Hani tlosu d'chashiv etzayelu. These three that are chashiv, he'll make a picture of a pachle and serve it and worship it. Other things, it's only lenoi, it's only to make a nice design, and it's no chash of Eidazarom. So, to Gemara Vaiter, Manker of Sheshes Chumri Misnait of Atoni. Rav Sheshes gathered all the Shverim Brises and he said them over. And this is the first Shverim Brise he said over. A Brise that combines three Klolim, and we have to know how they stim with each other and what they're talking about. So he said this Brise like this, V'tonim. All mazalos matarim chutz mazal chama levana. All mazalos are matarim. We'll see what that means. Matarim for what? Besides for mazal chama and levana, that's the aser. The chala pratsufim, all faces mutarim chutz parts of adam. Besides for parts of a person. The chala tsuros matarim, all tsuros are matarim chutz b'tsuros darkam. Besides for tsuros darkam. That's the Brai says. Very cryptic, and we don't know what it's talking about. So Gemara doesn't explain. Omar. Kol mazalos mutarim. All mazalos are mutter, chutz mazal chama v'levana. So Mora asked, my askinu, what are we talking about? What are these mazalos that we're saying, mutarim, besides mazal chama v'levana? Ilan ba'isa, it means you're making this, you're making a tzura, you're carving a tzura of these things. Iba'isa, kol mazalos mishari, you're allowed to make any mazalos? V'chsev, it says in the pasuk, loisasun iti, it says in the pasuk, loisasun iti, lekekasa, elhei chesa, elhei zal, loisasun lechem, so loisasun iti, mudarshan, you're not allowed to make a tzura of something that serves with, in the sky, serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the sky, which means you're not allowed to make a picture of the star of the moon, any mazalos. So how can it be oisa? Ella means pshitu v'maitza. It means you found it on a keli. So it means the first klal, let's go back to it. Kol ha-mazalos mutarim, chutz mazal chama v'levana means the only keli, that's also when you find the keli with a tzura, is only mazal chama levana. Other mazalos are mutter when it's a tzura on a keli, if you find it. So talking about mitzvah, you're not making it. You can't make it. You found the keli like that. And the Shabbos, you assume it's a varezar. Right, the Gemara, Ibn Matzah, Eimer Matziah, so look at the middle case of the Braisa. Kol ha-pratsufos mutarim chutz parts of Adam. Ibn Matzah, if you find it, parts of Adam is Aser. If you find a keli with a picture of Adam and it is Aser, v'atnan ha-mitzah keli v'aleim tzuras chama v'tzuras avana, tzuras darkoin. Our Mishnah says, dafka if you find these three things, yechel ha-melech. Tzuras darkoin in, parts of Adam loy, but a person's face not. So if you find it, it's not a problem. Ela pshita means ba'isa. Okay, Huna Brady Veshua that says, you now make a picture of Adam because Loisasun Iti stands for Loisasun Oisi. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megal himself to Nevi'im, Bitsuras parts of Adam. So, in any case, the middle case now is talking about Oisa. So, remember, the first case is Kol Mazalos Mutarim Chutz Mazal Chama Levana means when you find the Keli. The second case says Kol Partsuras Mutarim Besides of Adam means when you make it. Oisa. Amos say, for the third cloud says Kol Tsuras Mutarim Chutz Mutarim Darkan. V'ba'isa, tzuras darkam y'asa, you're not allowed to make a tzuras darkam, v'chsid le'sasun iti le'yechesev le'yizav, on top of Memgil now, hani in, dafka shamosham in b'morim, tzuras darkam loy. Tzuras darkam is not a problem to make a tzuras darkam, that's not b'morim. Loy, it's el p'shita means b'maitse, because you assume that it's v'yizav, because it's not a maitse kem v'aleim, tzuras chama, and tzuras levana, tzuras darkam is asa. So it comes out, in the three kolam, Reisha of a sefer is b'maitzah when you find the keli, and when you also have parts of adam is b'isa. So it's funny, the three klalim, the klal one, and klal three means when you find the keli, klal two means when you make something. So it comes out that reisha of a sefer b'maitzah when you also b'isa. Am abaya in yes, reisha of a sefer b'maitzah when you also b'isa. That's abaya's tarets. Rava says no. Rava makulu b'maitzah. Everything is by finding, and the kasha was that the middle case can't be by finding, because it says, if you find the keli with a picture of Adam, it's not also. It says, only Mr. Tzuras Chama Levana and Darkoin. Don't say Tzuras Adam. So Rav Amakula Maitzah, Mitzioso, Rabbi Yehudi, Tanya Yehuda, Maisev, is Maisev, that you find on a keli, Avdamus Menika, Visar Office. If you find a Menika and a Sar Office on a keli, it's Ksira Vayazara. What is a Menika of a Sar Office? Menika means a nursing woman, Visar Office means some kind of Sar. So the Gemara explains, Menika is al shem Chava, Shemenika al-Makulai. It's a symbol for Chava that nurses the whole world. She's the first mother. And if they have a picture of a nursing lady on a keli, that's Avodah Zarah. Sar Afis al shem Yosef, Shesar u'mafes kol ha'olam kulai. That he's a Sar, that's one of Pshatim, and he mafes and he supported the entire world. Some say Sar means he was Sar from his hometown and came here, and mafes kol ha'olam kulai. And Vahu the Naka Giruv Kakail, this tzura of the person has to be holding a basket and giving out food. Vahi the Nokta Ben Vakamanika. And the Manika has to be holding a son and nursing. Then it's a Shashvayazara. So it comes out Kashmak. All three cases where I might say. I always said, you find the keli has to be mazal chama, mazal levono, or darkern. He said, no. Tarot says, there is a man yom hold. You find a picture of an adam, it's also. What that picture? A miniko or sar office. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you find that picture, you assume it's a vayda zara. So it's possible to have all three cases by might say.